Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Want to tell you about a great event coming up next weekend that you need to get prepared for so you're ready to help people around St. Louis. It is the St. Louis Fill Up the Pickup Food Drive, and the man behind it is from Oakville. It's Scott Ugarich, and he is joining us this morning on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great and glad to hear that this is going on. This is the third year for this, right?
Well, actually, it's the third drive. We did two drives last year. The first one happened in May of last year. And then we did another one in December of last year. They were a success. People had a good time participating, and we raised a lot of food, or we collected a lot of food. So we decided to do a third one this year.
Outstanding. And so it's going to be a week from today, September 11th. Tell us what people need to know so they can contribute.
Well, the food drive, first off, it's all volunteer run. We are going to have collection sites scattered across the metro area from as far northwest as Wentzville. The northeastern part of the metro area that we're going to cover is in the Maryville, Collinsville area, down into Belleville. And then we've got a collection site as far south as Hillsboro. And, of course, we've got collection sites in St. Louis County and St. Louis City as well. The drive is organized in a way that we are asking individual businesses or individual neighborhoods or subdivisions to fill up the back of a pickup truck, and then on Saturday, September 11th, drive the collected food to one of our drop-off sites that I just mentioned.
So it's a kind of where you can go out into your neighborhood and basically have a food drive almost of your own, and then take what you collect and then give it to you guys and make it a really big food drive.
That's exactly it. Yeah, we're basically empowering people that really want to help, that want to make a difference in our community. Food insecurity continues to be a problem now, and this really allows people to sort of band together with thousands of other St. Louisans all doing the same thing at the same time, and I think we're going to make a really big difference with this.
And I know last year you made a really big difference with your two drives. How much were you able to raise last year?
We provided a little over 61,000 meals to needy families throughout the metro area.
Wow, that is a lot. And talk about the need. I mean, we've gone through the pandemic. Some of us have come out of it okay. A lot of people haven't. What's the need you see out there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are so many people that do not see food insecurity just because a lot of us are surrounded by food every day, and it doesn't seem scarce. But I can tell you this. I have only been working on food drives since this was formed in April, May of last year. And as I have been doing this and as I've been communicating with people out in our communities, there have been several people that have reached out to me asking where they can get food. And I find myself searching for food pantries where these people are located at. So I can tell you that I see firsthand that there are people that are in distress and still are trying to find out where their next meal is coming from. So it is a problem that exists, even though we really don't see it very often.
Visiting with Scott Ugarich, he is leading the St. Louis Fill Up the Pickup Food Drive. Scott, how did this thing get started?
Well, it got started because I learned of a family through social media that I didn't know this family. I learned of a family that was struggling with food insecurity because the food pantry that they were relying on previously was out of food. This was in April of last year. So food insecurity, because of the pandemic, this was not a commonly known problem. It was just becoming a problem. And at any rate, after hearing this, I wanted to help. And I came up with this idea that I was going to email my neighbors and let them know that I was going to, on the following Saturday, I was going to drive around the subdivision. And if they wanted to donate anything, just to leave their donations at the end of the driveway. Once I developed that idea, knowing that it was, you know, I could do it being socially distant from everybody, I was like, okay, well, this is easy enough. Why don't I just call a couple of the people that I know in neighborhoods around me and make it a challenge? And, you know, it caught on like wildfire. The first drive was big enough that the food bank actually had the National Guard help out with the collection of the food. So it literally happened just as a result of me knowing that there was a problem with food insecurity, and then suddenly realizing there were so many people that wanted to help as well, help specifically with this problem.
That's a great story. So what kind of food, what kind of donations are you looking for?
Well, we're looking primarily, obviously, it is non-perishable food, so canned goods, boxed foods, things of that nature. We're also collecting personal care items, and we're also collecting pet food because, believe it or not, when people are dealing with food insecurity, they will oftentimes feed their pets before they feed themselves. So by us collecting pet food, this will allow them to feed their pets so that they can then in turn feed themselves as well.
Yeah, and pet food isn't necessarily cheap either. So that's an important part of the whole thing. So this is next Saturday, September 11th. If people are interested, where can they go to find out more information?
Well, all of the information they need is on our website. That is fillupthepickup.com. There's also a link to our Facebook group page on our website. Our website includes a form that they can fill out if they'd like to sign up their subdivision. And we certainly need the help. We're trying to collect a 500,000 meals for the food bank. We know that the food bank is still struggling with food shortages, and we're trying to make a big impact with this. And knowing that we're just a bunch of volunteers that are coming together to do this, we need all the help that we can get.
And again, because it is next weekend, don't be sitting there thinking, well, I got time, because this is the kind of thing, it sounds like to me, you'll want to get started early in your neighborhood, get people lined up and thinking about it. And then what, do you usually go around on Saturday morning and collect, or do the folks usually do that during the course of the week?
It's normally done the day of the drive. And it should be known that it is really, really easy to participate. We've got a downloadable, customizable flyer on our website that individual subdivisions can use if they like. So the person that would be organizing the drive in their individual subdivision, they would download the flyer, they would customize it, they can put it on, you know, give it to their neighbors, leaving it on their front porch. That process might take about an hour. And that would need to happen, you know, a couple of days prior to the drive. And then the collection of the food, depending on how big your subdivision is, you know, that's going to take about 45 minutes, give or take. And then dropping it off to one of our donation drop-off sites, that's another, you know, half hour. So it's a really easy way to participate. It's just a matter of your neighbors knowing that you're collecting. So, yes, that outreach to your neighbors should happen 2, 3, 4 days in advance of the drive.
Yeah, what a great way to make this kind of a thing work. In each neighborhood, and then you all pile into one big truck, and away you go helping a lot of people. And again, where can people go to find the information? One more time.
www.fillupthepickup.com.
That's very simple. Scott Huguritz, thanks so much for joining me this morning. Thanks for what you're doing. This is really great stuff.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, we have the latest news for you here on Total Information AM.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.